Ball up court, Haley Jensen to Zoe Wassman. Inside feed to Jay, who puts up the easy two. Skagway is up 12-10 with 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the second. Amy Jensen bringing up the ball for the Wolverine. Pass fake to Kaiser Triple, out to Hughes on the wing. Back to Jensen. Triple at the top of the three-point line. Drives in, splits the defense, and puts up a two right over the defense. Looks like you got hit in the face. Still just going to walk that one off. Amy Jensen bringing up the ball to Kara Whitehead. Three-point line. Back to Jensen. Tip pass by Avila. Haley Jensen to Kara. Inside feed to Zoe Wassman. Off-balance two-pointer. Bounces in and out. Rebound by Tyja Triple. Gives the ball to Amy Jensen, who will bring up the ball. Pass from Jensen to 21 Hughes, who shoots a two with no defense, and that's it. This is Thorn Bay's first lead of the night, and they didn't lead last game.
First night of the series as well.
That ball, I think that was tipped by Zoe Wassman. Kara Whitehead couldn't grab the save out of bounds. So Wolverine's ball, Amy Jensen will bring up the ball. A minute 56 left in the second quarter. Amy Jensen handoff pass to number 21, Hughes. Haley Jensen with tight defense. Amy Jensen driving in, tipped by Hanno Daniel. Foul called when Amy Jensen was handling the ball by Hanno Daniel on the arm. I think that's Hannah's first foul, first team foul for the Panthers in the first half. Ties a triple out of inside feed to number 15, Isaiah Serrell, who looks like she jammed her finger. O'Daniel inbounds the ball to Haley Jensen. Brings on the double team, and ball is tipped out of bounds by Vela. That wasn't off of Vela. It's Wolverine's ball.
That was off of Hanno Daniel.
Not sure what defense the Panthers are running here. Tipped cast by Isaiah Harrell. Haley Jensen with the steal to Hanno Daniel. Panthers pushing up the ball to Hanno Daniel's three-point line, who picks up a blocking foul. That foul is on number 34, Maggie Avila.
And Hanno Daniel will be shooting two.
I think they're in bonus now.
Yeah, yeah. She'll be shooting one and one. That is Avila's first foul and Thorn Bay's eighth team foul.
And that's the first free throw. Minute left here in the half. Misses the second. Push by Jay Cook. That's Jay's first foul. Panthers' second team foul in the first half. Ties a triple inbound to Amy Jensen.
And Thorn Bay is up 14-13 with 50 seconds left in the second.
Nice inside pass to Tyja Triple, who can't quite convert the easy two. Tyja Triple gets her own rebound, pulls out the ball. Inside feed to number 34, Avila, drives in for a layup. Right over Zoe Wassman for 2 points. Hanno Daniel inbounds to Haley Jensen. Panthers pushing the ball pretty quickly here. Picks up her dribble. Looks a little pressured after double team at the top of the three-point line. Steal by Tyja Triple. Tyja Triple. Pass to Amy Jensen at the top of the three-point line. Push called on Haley Jensen. Looks like a little bit of frustration there.
And that is her first foul and the third team foul for Skagway.
Amy Jensen drives in left hand inside to 24-18-13 with 4 seconds left in the half. Kaylee Jensen for three, backboard, doesn't hit the rim. And 18-13, Thorne Bay up 5 points here at the end of the half.
And on Thorne Bay, number 21, Brittany Hughes, she has 4 fouls. So if she gets fouled out, they're going to be playing four on five.
Wouldn't look all that great for Thorne Bay the way their defense has been looking tonight.
Just a reminder that tonight's game is being officiated by Mr. Ron Jackson and the Brent.
Tonight's game is being officiated by Rob Jackson and Brent Smith.
Oh, just a reminder, if you like the block splitter, the high school boys are raffling off this right now. Look for Johnny Mattello, Jimmy Mattello, any of those, but they got him.
Skagway Panthers have been looking a little frustrated on defense as well as offense and have been trying to push the ball, but doesn't really seem to be going their way for them at the end of the second.
Thorne Bay looked a lot better in the second, fouling only one time as they fouled 7 in the first. The Wolverines have been a little better on the boards also. I think they've got at least 5 more on the second than they did in the first.